When it comes to the coronavirus, some of Oregon's most vulnerable people, those with mental illness, are stuck in local jails. Under the law, they're supposed to be admitted to the state's psychiatric hospital for treatment, but the threat of COVID-19 has created a backlog. And inmates who should be getting treatment at a state hospital are instead behind bars getting sicker. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson reports.
On March 16th, the Oregon State Hospital effectively closed its doors to nearly all new patients. The hospital has some 600 patients, nearly half who come from a local jail and are struggling with mental illness. Jails, prisons, and other places with close quarters are at high risk for COVID-19. Officials were concerned about the disease getting in. But Oregon's efforts to prevent the spread at the state hospital created an immediate backlog.
The problem is there are individuals who would be patients who are stuck in county jails.
Emily Cooper is the legal director for Disability Rights Oregon, a nonprofit that represents the interests of vulnerable people across the state. In mid-April, 52 people were waiting to be admitted on what are known as aid and assist orders. Cooper says they're people considered so mentally ill they can't help in their own criminal defense. So they're moved from jail cells to the state hospital for treatment until they're deemed competent to stand trial.
In 2002, a federal court ruled that keeping those folks in jail was not only incredibly harmful to their health, but it violates the Constitution.
The ruling requires the state hospital to admit those people within 7 days. Right now, that's not happening.
It's absolutely terrible. I feel particularly helpless.
Katie Stanford is an attorney at Metropolitan Public Defenders, a nonprofit that represents clients in the Portland area.
These are clients' lives that we're talking about, their liberty interests, their health, and their mental health.
Many of her clients are stuck in jail, diagnosed with schizophrenia, bipolar disorder. Some even experience delusions.
And the solution should not be to leave them in custody because the hospital can't take them.
The state is trying to address some of those challenges. New patients are getting in, but the threat of the coronavirus has dramatically slowed admissions. Dolly Matucci is the superintendent of the Oregon State Hospital.
We realized that we needed to protect our most medically vulnerable patient populations.
Matucci says they've had to create new admissions units from the jail. Patients are quarantined and monitored for COVID symptoms for 2 weeks before joining others at the state hospital.
Obviously, multiple levers at play, and we're hoping that we would be back in total compliance by mid-July.
For now, the state is asking a judge to allow them to temporarily modify that 2002 federal court order. The state is effectively asking a judge to approve something they're already doing, delaying admissions. That angers advocacy groups that oppose any changes, even if they're temporary. Cooper, with Disability Rights Oregon, says the breakdown in admissions underscores vulnerabilities in the state's mental health system.
If people with mental illness and other disabilities get the care and services they need in the community, they don't even need to cross the threshold of a jail.
And while Cooper pushes for larger reforms to the state's mental health system, dozens of would-be patients continue to languish in Oregon's jails, many becoming sicker, but not getting the treatment they need. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.